Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
96.5 TIC, Craig Covey. Time for the lighter side, brought to you by People's United Bank. We have some interesting things in the lighter side and some stupid idiots in the lighter side.
So did you make the list on the lighter side today?
No, I did not make
it. Oh, okay.
I did not make it. I'm a little upset about that.
Oh, okay.
WalletHub.com just ranked 182 of the biggest cities in the country from the best places to keep New Year's resolutions from the best and the worst places.
And Hartford made the list, right?
No, when we didn't even make the list on either. Best cities for sticking to your resolutions are San Francisco, Scottsdale, Arizona, San Diego, Seattle, Irvine, California, San Jose, California, Salt Lake City, Austin, Texas, Portland, Oregon, and Orlando. Those are the best cities to keep your resolution. Now, why? What does the city have to do with it? I don't know.
Huh, maybe the climate.
The worst are Gulfport, Mississippi, Shreveport, Louisiana, Newark, New Jersey, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Detroit, Jackson, Mississippi, Huntington, West Virginia, Augusta, Georgia, Charleston, West Virginia, and Laredo, Texas. Worst cities to keep your resolutions.
So does that mean Hartford just doesn't make any resolutions?
Hartford is so bad they don't even make the worst or the best. You never have to set an alarm on Christmas because kids are the alarm. There's no snooze button. A new survey found the average kid wakes up at 6:44 a.m. on Christmas by himself or herself. No clocks. Their eyes pop open at that time.
6:44. I wish that can be every weekday for kids.
Yeah. According to UPS, a ton of gifts have already been returned. They used to see this big wave after Christmas.
Right.
But now we're buying all this crap ourselves, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and sending half of it back. A hot new fitness trend is chugging a gallon of whole milk a day.
What?
That way you get an extra 2,400 calories, which apparently helps you pack on muscle.
Right.
But there are some downsides to that.
For sure.
Like the horrible flatulence that will give you. That's not a good thing.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
All right, here are the idiots. You ready?
I'm ready.
Guy in Florida stole a Christmas wreath off someone's door earlier this month.
Okay.
Okay, that's bad enough.
Right.
But he was busted.
By?
And the cops spotted it on his door. He's in jail on burglary and theft charges.
What an idiot. He put it on his own door where the cops can plainly see.
A Salvation Army bell ringer outside of a Walmart in Maryland got high on PCP last week.
Idiot.
And punched a guy in the face.
What?
Some guy who was donating money punched the guy in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Now he could be facing assault charges.
Of course.
A woman broke out of jail in Ohio on Tuesday.
Oh.
And it was so cold that the cops found her a few hours later in a hot tub in a senior citizen center.
So not only did she sneak out of jail, she snuck in to a senior citizen home.
She was hit with a felony escape charge. And finally, a couple in Florida got... Why didn't I think of this?
What?
A couple in Florida got married on Saturday.
Okay.
Then they took all 100 of their guests to Target and gave them each a $10 gift card.
So they were too cheap or too...
Wait a minute.
Okay.
And asked them to buy a toy for Toys for Tots with the gift card.
That is so sweet! Gary Craig!
So instead of wasting a ton of money on some stupid wedding crap or favors, they brought all the guests to Walmart. Was it Walmart
Target,
or Target?
It was Target.
It was a Target. All the guests to Target. They gave each guest a $10 gift card and said, now go pick out toys for Toys for Tots.
That's so beautiful.
And
wow.
Note to Gary, make that happen next year.
You are listening to
Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.